Thank you, and welcome once again to the radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. It's our privilege to be on the air this morning, and we trust that you might receive a blessing from hearing the Word of God today. We do want to take this opportunity to invite you to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and our regular preaching service at 11. We'd like for you to come to these services this morning. And then this afternoon at 4 o'clock, we meet again in the house of the God for our evening worship services. At 7 o'clock on Wednesday night, we have our midweek Bible study. You're welcome to come to these services, and we trust that you will. We also mention that if there are questions that you have concerning the things that we believe, we'd be glad to show you in the Word of God where we stand on those issues. We'd like to speak this morning on a subject taken from the book of Luke, chapter 17, and verse 32. The Bible says in this place, that's Luke 17, verse 32, the Bible says, "Remember Lot's wife." It's a very short verse, isn't it? Just three little words. What does the Bible really mean when Jesus says, "Remember Lot's wife"? All right, let's go back and take some background reading. In verse 22, "And he said unto the disciples, The days will come when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and shall not see it. For they shall say to you, See here or see there. Go not after them, nor follow them. For as the lightning that lighteth out of the one part under heaven shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. But first must he suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife." Verse 32. What does this scripture mean? And Jesus is giving here in this passage a very solemn warning. And I think it's a warning that we need to listen to today. He is talking about a day when he shall return, when he shall come in judgment. And the Bible says, in the very day that Lot was taken out of the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, that city was destroyed by fire and brimstone. And we're living today in this year in the very last of the last days. We're living in a time when Jesus Christ will come back. I do not know when he's going to come back. I will not set a date. The Bible does not set a date. The Bible says that no man knows when Jesus is going to come back. And so when you find people that are setting dates and saying that God is going to come back at a certain time of the day, you know that that person did not get that information from the Bible, because the Bible just doesn't have that information in it. You know as well as I do that back in 1988, there was a fellow that wrote a book and said the Lord is going to come back. And, of course, the name of the book was 88 Reasons Why the Lord Will Come Back in 88. Well, he missed it. I mean, he thought he was right. He used the Bible to prove that the Lord is going to come back in 88. But that knowledge is just not in the Bible. God did not put it there. And so, regardless of what men say or how excited they may get concerning the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, when they begin to set dates, we know that God did not tell them that. And if God did not tell them that, then of course we know who did. And it's got to be Satan, because it's either God or Satan, isn't it? Okay, what about this remembering Lot's wife? And remember now, we're living in the very last of the last days. The book of Matthew chapter 24 tells us that in the last days that the love of many shall wax cold. And he says, beware of these things coming. And here we find Mrs. Lot, who indeed was a fine person. There was nothing wrong with Mrs. Lot. She actually belonged to a very good family. She is of those people who heard the call of God to leave Ur of the Chaldees and to go with Abraham, and she went. God told Abraham, I want you to leave and go down here to this land that I'm going to show you, because I am going to make of you a great nation. And no doubt that Mrs. Lot traveled along. No doubt that Mrs. Lot was a sharer of Abraham's faith and perhaps hundreds of times prayed at his altar. The world owes much to this remarkable family of Mr. and Mrs. Lot. There came a day, however, that Mrs. Lot and her husband made a choice. And this is what God is warning us over and over again to beware of. Those choices that we make in our life that lead us into places and cause us to do things that's not at all pleasing to God, and actually, in the end, brings the judgment of God upon us. You see, Abraham and Lot were very wealthy, and they had so much cattle that there was not enough grazing land. And so Lot and his wife made a choice. They decided to move toward the wicked cities of Sodom and Gomorrah because that was a prosperous land. Abraham chose what was left and said, this will do fine. You know, Abraham knew that God could make a literal garden out of the desert. But all Lot saw was what he saw with his eyes. Abraham looked with the eye of faith and accepted the worst part of the land, and God blessed him. Lot looked with his eye of sight, accepted the best of the land, and wound up losing it all. And so, Mr. and Mrs. Lot moved into the city of Sodom, and it wasn't very long before Sodom moved into the heart of Mrs. Lot. This is the tragic thing that God is warning us today. Beware that the world doesn't get in our hearts. Beware that we don't get so caught up in the wickedness of this world that we began to enjoy it. Sodom society was very vicious. It was shameless and incontinent. It could not be satisfied. It was vile, rotten, immoral, was degenerate, and sex perverted. It was reprobate. A whole lot like the society of this world today. And yet, into the midst of this pollution and moral filth, Mrs. Lot, for selfish reasons, perchance money, a lovely home, or social prestige, takes her children, and she came to love it. God is warning us about Lot's wife, that we not become like her, that we not enjoy the wickedness of this world so much that we won't leave it behind. Mrs. Lot came under the spell of its sinful pleasures. The gay life of Sodom became attractive to her, and she became one of the Sodomites. Probably not in practice, but in name, she did. Mrs. Lot was warned, even as today, we're warned about staying away from this world and its evil practices. We know that we must be a part of the world, but we must not let the evil practices of the world be a part of us. Mrs. Lot was warned. Not only was she warned, she was the object of earnest intercessory prayers on the part of Abraham. And today, through this radio program, we're warning you and praying for you that God would touch your hearts, that you might understand that He will destroy this world with fire. And we ought to be ready to leave it alone. We ought to be ready to lay up treasure in heaven where nothing can destroy it. It was the mercy of God that caused the two angels to come into the city of Sodom to take them out. But in spite of everything that God did, she failed to listen. Mrs. Lot perished with the rottenest, vilest, wickedest person in Sodom. And Jesus says to us in Luke 17, verse 32, remember Lot's wife. Why? Why did this happen to Mrs. Lot? She was faithfully warned. She was from a good family. She knew the truth. But why did she fail? She didn't practice the truth, did she? She didn't obey the truth, did she? She didn't love the truth, did she? She loved other things instead of those good things. We really cannot say that she did not believe, because she did believe the angels. She did not mock as the other family members mocked when Lot told them about God's destroying Sodom. She responded to the message, and she did let the angels take her hand and lead her out of the city. But there was no eagerness in her leaving. There was no enthusiasm for this program, no quickness to her steps. With her husband, she lingered. She didn't want to leave that wicked city. With death at her very heels, she lingered. With life secure on the mountaintops, she lingered. She wanted to stay as long as she possibly could. Let me ask you this. Have you lingered at the message of God when the preacher preaches to you, whoever that is, when he preaches to you the Word of God that God will destroy this world? Do you linger yet in that sin? Then Jesus is talking to you when He says, remember Lot's wife. The day will come when this world will be destroyed by fire. Untold millions have heard this message, and untold millions have lingered unto the very sunset of life to serve God. They've lingered until the children were grown up and gone. They've lingered until there's no hope, until the world holds them with bands of steel, and then they can't overcome. At last, though, Mrs. Lot does leave the city. The angels take her by the hand, and she leaves. But as we remember Lot's wife, one thing stands out about her life, and that is that Mrs. Lot did not obey the command of God. The command was, do not look back. But she did look back. And the Bible says that she turned into a pillar of salt. Listen, the command today is for God's children not to look back. The command of God today is for God's children to come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will be a God unto you. God says, don't look back. Because if you do, you're going to lose everything that you think you have. Mrs. Lot had a divided will, a will to serve God and a will to serve the flesh. And the will to serve the flesh was the one that won. What about you? Remember Lot's wife. May God open our eyes to understand that catastrophe awaits us when we follow ourselves. We see that our time has slipped away from us again today. We invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church in Forest Hill, Missouri, and listen again next Sunday morning for another radio program, the Lord willing. Thank you now for listening.